as if by magic. So we're going to end with Fiona bellowing some poetry, I understand. Aren't we going to do that?
We're going to do it together.
Yeah,
Dan.
We're all doing it together.
You got the music?
Fiona wrote it.
Yes, of course. If you know, this whole idea of being on the roof came from a thing the other week where I was asking people to bellow their favourite poem and really bellow it, and we had some terrific examples of that.
Huh? I wrote this for you and the team.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, I can't.
Yes.
Let me just
so
find.
It's probably not very good.
Let me
but
just find Ryder.
We will bellow it our best.
I'll tell you, I haven't got Ryder the Valkyries with us, but I have got something that really will require you to bellow as we finish up on the roof. What is the time? Yeah. What we got? Another 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. Let's try it. No. I started the travel off. That frightened you, didn't it, Fiona? We're straight into the travel. And here we go. Thank you.
This is the BBC broadcasting from on high. That is the house roof, I tell thee no lie. 'Twas bank holiday Monday, but Danny came in. Miss McKinnon scribed a poem just to pitch in. Bellowing poetry is now name of the game. Thankfully, radio will never be quite the same.
Filled with quirky ideas and without any fears, Danny decided to fly and took to the roof, taking Balin and Amy LeMay on the hoof.
Week one, Danny didn't have much fun. The weather was poor, there weren't any sun. Balin risked his life for literary fame and bellowed a poem after climbing a crane. Amy wisely kept everything in hand, but wished she'd run away with the band.
Danny was chirpy and glad the sun shone. Poetry flowed, and I Spy was a thing to try. Griff Rhys-Jones said it weren't bad. Barbecued fish was the succulent dish. We all had a bite and cried, it's delish!
Week three, Antonio and Allegra cooked us some top-notch beef. Danny B tucked in and gave him no grief. Balin took to the Red Hill skies and wowed and dazzled our eyes.
Week four, the rooftop finale with music galore, with the Oompa Brass Band and Jersey Boys too. Thanks, Danny and Sammy, for producing this coup. Now Danny's off to start begging for England to win. Thanks for dropping by. We all have to fly. So bye-bye, baby. Baby, goodbye.
Oh, how about that? Beautifully done. We have appropriately the cream of the poetess world. Fiona, lost behind the mic.
Lost, I know.
Lost doing that travel, even though it's essential, and we've got to do it in a second.
Okay.
So that's our whack. I'm off for 3 weeks. Although I may be back after, what do you reckon, Amy?
Week and a half, maybe?
I've got my money on 6 days.
Yeah, okay. Well, some malaria tablets kicking. That'll be that. Nick and Hancock, of course.
Balin and I will be in with Nick Hancock entire time that you're away. Don't rush back, Dan.
Okay. So, this evening, look out the windows now. There's not a cloud in the sky. And even if you've just got a balcony, you know, get out there. Get yourself a brass band. Get yourself some of the finest chefs in London. Get yourself the cast of a West End musical. Get yourself a Balin and Amy and a Fiona and a Dan, and do your own show. I'll see you in about 3 weeks' time.
It's late, BBC London 94.9 Travel News. There's an accident on the M1 northbound just before Junction 10 at the Luton Airport Spur Road. Two lanes are blocked, so that's causing queues back to Junction 9. Also very slow on the M11 northbound between Junction 7 at Harlow and Junction 9 at Saffron Walden after a recent accident. The M25, pretty tricky for you this afternoon. Long delays clockwise still between Junction 12 at the M3 and Junction 18 at Chorleywood. Also very slow anti-clockwise between 24 at Potters Bar and 18 at Chorley Wood. Further in, Marylebone Road on the A501 partly blocked eastbound at Park Crescent because of an accident that's causing queues all the way back to the Paddington Slip, and east of Barking Movers Lane is partly blocked southbound just by the A13 because of an accident. With the Underground, there are still severe delays on the Metropolitan Line between Hare on the Hill and Amersham, minor delays to the rest of the line, and minor delays on the Jubilee Line. Half-hour delays still on National Express East Anglia between Liverpool Street and Shenfield. Fiona McKinnon, BBC London 94.9, next update at 5:15.